Welcome back to the Luminous Mysteries. That's what we've been dealing with for the past couple of shows. And we've already dealt with the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan, the wedding at Cana, the proclamation of the kingdom, and the transfiguration of Jesus. Now, in the fifth mystery, we deal with the mystery par excellence, the institution of the Eucharist. Now, this mystery truly is the central mystery of all Christianity, for it is the continuation of the presence of Jesus among us to this very day and age. It is the culmination of every promise that Jesus made. It is the culmination of every bit of power that he promises to his people. When he takes bread in his sacred hands and he says those words, "This is my body," and he takes the cup and he says, "This is my blood," we have the living Jesus. What kind of faith could we have if there were no Eucharist? Imagine a world where Jesus did not dwell among us. Then we would be true orphans. If there was no Eucharist, there would be no faith. For without the real presence of Jesus, salvation is impossible. Jesus became man to free us from our sins. He became man to forgive us our sins. He became man to raise us up from our misery into the realm of the Heavenly Father. We are not an history people. When you come to Mass, you don't learn about history. That's not what Jesus is about. He is alive in his church. We become Christ, and throughout history, the living Jesus, the mystical body of Christ, has been alive in the world. But most importantly, in every tabernacle of the world, there is the living, breathing Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity. He has eyes that see, ears that hear, a mouth that speaks, a heart that beats, blood coursing through his veins. Imagine the gift. Why is it that the world does not know this? Why is it that the world isn't clamoring to get into a Catholic church to at least look upon this living Jesus? It is because we have failed in many respects to let the world know. How can what looks like a little host go out and proclaim the news? He comes to us as food so that you and I can become him and take him to the world. That's the reason why he gives himself as food. Not only for our own strength, but we get strength to do something. So he gives himself as food so we can take him to the world, that we can witness the fact of the truth that Jesus is alive and dwells among us. You can go to many, many Christian churches, and basically you find them closed until a preacher comes along and gives a wonderful, wonderful talk. But you see, in the Catholic Church, the church is open and you find many people on their knees speaking directly with Jesus. For he is present in the tabernacle. In the Roman Catholic Church, there is no bread, there is no wine, not after the consecration. That is the living, breathing, body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the exact same Jesus that walked the streets of Jerusalem. That is whom it is we receive. And the understanding of that is the key to true holiness. All the saints throughout the ages yearned for that great sacrament. Mother Teresa would never allow any of her nuns, any of them, to go any place where there wasn't a Roman Catholic priest, because where there was a priest, there is Jesus present in the Eucharist. And where Jesus is present, she will go, and her nuns will go. You and I have this great gift. And how often do we remind ourselves of this great mystery that we have received? How often do we actually look upon that host, realizing who it is? Not what it is, but who it is. That this is the living Jesus. The institution of the Eucharist is the greatest gift that God has ever given us. That's why the devil attacks it all the time. Oh, I've heard all the stories. I've heard many, many Christian religions say, "Oh, that Catholics, they're into cookie worship." For the love of God, how stupid. That's a lie. And it, not only is it a lie, it's a direct perversion of the words of Christ. Jesus takes this bread and he gives it. And then after the resurrection, even on the road to Emmaus, once he broke the bread, once he said that blessing, this is my body and this is my blood, he ceased to be present to them so they could see him, because he was in what looked like bread and what looked like wine. There was no more wine. There was no more bread. It is the living Jesus. It is Jesus who has chosen to give himself to us as food so that we could literally become what we eat. That you and I would have the opportunity, privilege, to be ambassadors of his presence. In other words, I must bring him to the world. I must take him to others. I am responsible to make him known, loved, honored, and served. I personally must be Jesus to the world. We can't settle for anything less. With Jesus, it's all or nothing. It can't be in between. You can't say, well, I love Jesus, okay. We have to be apostles. We have to go out and evangelize the world. We must witness our faith. And this is what this mystery brings to us. It brings to us a profound realization of the gift. And the gift is Christ Jesus himself. What would we do without the Eucharist? I don't know. If there were no Eucharist, the real living presence of Jesus, I do not believe that I would be not only a Catholic, I would not be Christian. For when Jesus said, I will give you my flesh to eat and my blood to drink, and thousands of people walked away from him, and he kept repeating it over and over again, either he was a liar or he was a son of God giving us the greatest gift that mankind could ever know. You pick. But if you choose the truth, you will find the living Jesus in every tabernacle on earth. You will find him there, and you will receive the greatest of gifts. And you will become Christ of the world. Not in some pie-in-the-sky way, not in some authoritative way. You will become Christ because you can't help. You can't help but love him more and more with every Eucharist you receive. In this great sacrament, we find our peace, we find our forgiveness, we find our life, we find love. The Church refers to the Eucharist as the primordial sacrament. For from and through this sacrament come all the other sacraments. All grace comes to us from Christ Jesus, for this sacrament is Christ. It's not a symbol. Oh, there's a symbolical aspect, but that is not what the Eucharist is. That is an aspect of the Eucharist. The Eucharist is the living, breathing Jesus. Let us try every day of our lives to understand this great mystery even more and more. Let us never become so accustomed to receiving our Lord in the Eucharist that we forget who it is that we receive. We must once again focus on this sacrament and give this greatest of sacraments the value and the honor and the love that it is due. For it is Christ among us.